Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Remember, tomorrow we are live in Bethesda at Caddies on Cordell doing a show from 2 to 6:30. You can come out, hang out with us, watch us do the show. Got a little pep rally of sorts. Should be a lot of fun.
So I told you guys about this before the show started, okay? But I didn't tell you what the actual story was. So this happened last night, all right? I stopped off at CVS on my way home, not far from our house. Had to grab a couple of things. And I go in, park, go in CVS, and I walk out, right? Everything pretty normal, 5x5, no problem. Use my CVS card, just my phone number. I did a great job. I got like $2 off of my items, okay? Really excited about that. And as I'm walking out with my hands full of my items from CVS, all of a sudden, a car in the parking lot with the music is incredibly loud. So this is all happening very fast. Pulls up right in front of me. So it wasn't one of those like I'm just in the parking lot looking for a parking spot or I'm leaving. It was like they're it seems about me. Does that make any sense? You see the difference? Does that make any sense? Where I'm like, so a million things are going through my mind. It's a mid-sized sedan. I could tell there are four people in it. And in my brain I'm going, like, is this a robbery? Is this a...
So they're not parking in a spot.
No. They're like
angled across the parking lot right toward you.
Yeah, as I'm just outside of the entrance and I'm starting to walk and
are
like,
you on the sidewalk or I'm in the parking lot?
In the parking lot.
Okay.
So it's a big parking lot. It's an L, right? So they pass by a million spots and they're clearly passing me. They were moving and they slow down.
Like they're going to ask you for directions or something.
Or something. Like, this is all in a microsecond this happens. At first I'm going, am I in danger?
Bag over your head.
I don't know.
Thrown in the back of the car.
And I'm going, like, am I just going to get robbed? Or they asked me for directions? I have no idea what it is. It's all starting to come into the picture. Mid-sized sedan, it's like a Mazda or something like that. All wearing sunglasses. All four guys are wearing sunglasses, which is hard to understand because it was about 7 o'clock at night. It's already dark. The music is super loud, and they're all looking at me.
Okay.
And not in like a... hey, what's up, man? Or like a, hey, quick question for you. It's like they're staring at me. As the car kind of pulls up, my mind is racing. They're bobbing their head to the music. And it processes very slow, but it takes me an extra beat, but I figure out what's happening. The four of them must have seen me go in or somehow saw me in there and came out and decided to do this impromptu. They're playing the stupid Left Hand Up song.
Oh.
At the loudest volume music has ever been played. And they're looking at me, bobbing their heads. And then when it gets to the part where the guy tells you to put your stupid left hand up, all four of them at the same time put their dumb left hand up in the air. And they're bobbing their head, looking at me. Don't say anything and drive off. You got me. All-time bit. I mean, all-time bit. I went from shaking... like a little bit like a little bit worried for my existence
like
and my life.
And
like what is happening, confusion. To then I'm sitting there staring aghast with no words that I can offer because I'm just so caught off guard. They played the dumb song, left-handed up to me, if that's a phrase, and drove off.
They LHU'd you.
Yeah, with no other interaction. It was an incredible bit.
That's
incredible.
Strong. Now that should be the normal thing when anyone sees you in public, is they should left-hand up you.
I mean, how do they all have sunglasses, number one? 7 o'clock at night. They're all like in unison, like bobbing their heads to the beat as much as you could.
I wonder, like, how long were they following you?
Who knows? I don't know if somebody was in there, saw that it was me, and they said, let's put this bit together. I don't know if they saw me go in. I have no idea. I don't know who it was. If you're out there, hit me up. But funny. Like, hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
And did you do the left hand up?
I most certainly did not. I was holding stuff. And it's dumb. No one should do it.
Well, that would be awful. That would be worse than wearing your high school's rivals
right.
T-shirt.
I guess I'd put my stupid hand up.
No, that's out of context, Danny.
Like, imagine that. Like, 45 years old and have to wear your rivals t-shirt. You have to hold your nose when you put on your rivals
I'm gonna wear
t-shirt.
A jacket or like a pullover or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's gross.
No, don't do that, bro.
If they win the Super Bowl, I'll do it.
Girls have cooties too, right, man?
I'll do it. If they win the Super Bowl, I will.
Kiss a girl?
No, that's ridiculous.
That would.
No.
No way.
What?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.